Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, there's a new and potent strain of flu, and it is taking hold across the country, with the HSE today urging people to once again get vaccinated before Christmas. The increase in cases means the health service could be under sustained pressure in the coming weeks. Well, joining me to give us a rundown on all of this is Priscilla Lynch, who is clinical editor with the Medical Independent, and Ilona Duffy, who is a Monaghan-based GP. Lovely to have you both on the programme. Ilona, I'm going to come to you first. Can you talk to me about this particular strain of flu? How serious is it and how transmissible is it?
Well, flu starts to appear every winter and the warnings come out. But this year, the warnings are more urgent because we know that the latest strain that has appeared is more virulent. So it is more contagious, meaning it spreads more easily and quickly amongst people who kind of have it to others who don't have it. And the concern is that this is going to lead to a rise in numbers, leading to a rise in those becoming more ill, requiring hospitalisation. We also know that it is appearing earlier. So generally speaking, we wouldn't be starting to see the rapid rise in cases and for the next couple of weeks. Usually we kind of start seeing that around Christmas time when people are gathering. But already, week on week, we're seeing a rapid rise. And last year, with regards to reporting of cases, and remember, not every case is reported, we saw a rise to 2,000 cases reported last week versus 900 the week before. So really, it's rising rapidly, it's spreading rapidly, and this is of major concern because it's going to pressure on all our services, both in the community and in the hospital.
And I suppose one of the concerns would be, Ilona, that this is the time of year over the next couple of weeks leading into Christmas when we are mixing more. We're going to our staff night out. We are meeting friends for a drink. We are visiting neighbours. Families are gathering, you know, who aren't going to be together on Christmas Day. There is naturally more mixing happening.
There is more mixing. It's colder, it's wetter, so doors and windows are closed. So again, there's less aeration in rooms, so that all adds into the pot of the virus in the air and people sneezing, coughing. People who may not realise that they've actually got the flu, they're in the day maybe before the symptoms really appear and that they're so unwell that they stay home and know to stay away from others. Unfortunately, they will already have been contagious in that day or two before developing the bad symptoms. And therefore, if they're in a group setting, like you said, going on a night out, just family gatherings. And remember, this is a real time for families, people coming together, visiting elderly relatives, visiting people who are more at risk. And that's the big thing. Well, most of us, if we meet the flu, will have a rough few days. It is those who are more vulnerable that we worry about, because the potential for them to become really ill, require hospitalisation, and unfortunately perhaps die. We've had 7 deaths already this season as a result of flu.
And who is at risk, Ilona? Remind people.
Okay, well, those at risk are, the lucky part of that is that those who are at risk are the people who are entitled to a free flu vaccine, and it's easily obtained either from your GP or from your local pharmacist. So anybody aged 60 or older, and anybody aged 2 to 17, and the good news is that the 2 to 17-year-olds, so our children, can access the vaccine, and it's in a nasal form as opposed to the injection, and it's really just 2 little squirts, one up each size of each nostril of the nose, and again, freely available from your GP. All healthcare workers, and I think it's really important, to date we find that healthcare workers can be low enough with their uptake of the vaccine, and they have a duty not only to themselves but also to those they will be coming into contact with. So everybody from carers to doctors to nurses should all be vaccinated. If you're pregnant, you should be vaccinated, and again, concerns can be raised by many women feeling, is it safe? We know it is safe. Other kind of things, if you're working or living in a nursing home, and poultry workers, and that's probably very poignant at the moment when we're talking about some avian flu vaccine outbreaks, that anybody who is a poultry worker is entitled to a free flu vaccine as well. And finally, if you live with someone who has a health condition, you can access the vaccine for free as well.
All right, if you might just stay on the line, and I'm going to bring in Priscilla Lynch there. Priscilla, you're welcome to the programme. So Ilona was outlining there the general patterns that we have come to expect when it comes to flu season. Generally, people are catching it around that Christmas period, and then it's January and February that you really see the strain on our hospitals. What are we seeing this year? What are the HSC telling us about what's happening in our hospitals?
They're already seeing significant increased pressure on the hospital system. As Iona mentioned there, there was over 2,000 new flu cases reported last week compared to 900 the previous week. And this is reflected then in the cases presenting in hospitals. So there was over 400 cases in the last reporting week compared to 200 the previous week. So about 1,000 people presenting to emergency departments last week compared to 550 the week before with flu-like symptoms. Now, if you look at the statistics released by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation today, they release trolley data every day. There's 616 patients are being treated on a trolley chair or another bed in the hospitals today looking for admission, and that's compared to 509 yesterday. So that's already a significant rise, just even in one day, and they're saying that a lot of this is flu-related and that there's a lot of overcrowding happening in our hospitals, and this is obviously not great from an infection control point of view or for treating patients. So we are seeing a significant rise in presentations to our hospitals across the country and the number of cases being diagnosed of flu earlier than we would normally see, as mentioned there earlier, that it's normally over the Christmas period and in January and February. So there is a lot of concern at HSC level about hospitals being able to cope with the numbers that are presenting, because as people start to get together more over the Christmas period, just the increase in cases. And if you look at the numbers of people who have been vaccinated to date, we do have some data there. Now, it's just over a week old, so just up until the start of last week, the flu vaccine uptake in children aged 2 to 17 was just 18.2%, and they hope to get at least 50% of those vaccinated. Healthcare workers, 26%, and then it was higher in those aged over 60 at 56%, and then Fair Deal residents, so those who would be in nursing homes, 80%. They're hoping that there's any of those who are still eligible for vaccination with the flu vaccine will come forward, and there's obviously still quite a lot of people eligible who haven't had the flu vaccine yet, so it's available in pharmacies, in GP surgeries and in specialist clinics. And the HSC says that's the best way to try and mitigate this ongoing rise in flu cases, because
and that seems to be sort of the HSC strategy at this point. I'm sure they have a plan in place to try and deal with those trolley numbers, although we see these plans coming in every single year. But at this point, the strategy seems to be a real push to get people vaccinated to ensure that they don't end up in hospital.
Absolutely. They've put out a lot of communications in the last few days encouraging people to come forward to get vaccinated. Healthcare workers themselves are about 10 times more likely to pick up the flu given their exposure to it in healthcare settings. So they have kind of emphasised that any healthcare workers who can get vaccinated to come forward.
Because that is a real knock-on impact, obviously, on how the whole hospital functions.
It absolutely does. And because this is seen as a more severe variant this year and the likelihood of them healthcare workers having to take time off because they're unwell and can't work and the pressure that this can put on the hospital system, as well as the continuing infection spread in our hospitals, children under four as well and those who are very elderly with underlying health conditions are more vulnerable as well. So again, it's about trying to protect the most vulnerable from this disease. The last time we had a really bad flu season was before COVID. It was we had no cases during COVID. It for one season practically, and then it's kind of come back slower. So there has been kind of a bit of complacency among the public perhaps about taking up the flu vaccine. Last year we did have a strong enough flu season, as in that there was a lot more cases, a lot more people hospitalised than in the previous 2 to 3 years. So they are fears that this could be the worst flu season since before COVID. And again, the numbers already presenting and those who have been hospitalised is much higher than would be normal for this time of the year.
So do we have a sense of the plan that's in place other than vaccinations to deal with that extra pressure on hospitals?
Well, we used to hear every year of this HSC winter plan. We haven't heard about that in the last couple of years, but the HSC will say that they do every single year put in place measures to try and deal with this. The INMO were quite critical today, saying that there's 616 patients on trolleys and that they know that this happens every year, but the HSC has pointed out that it is earlier and a stronger flu variant than normal. But again, it'll be about trying to make sure that there's as many beds open for those who need admission, that there's as many staff available to treat patients, and that patients are sent for vaccination where they can be vaccinated in the community as much as possible, and that they look to the HSE's other resources such as their pharmacies, their GPs, to try and stay well, to stay at home, and to try and mitigate being admitted to hospital in the first place. But there is other respiratory illnesses as well at this time of the year as well. There's RSV, there can be COVID. So it looks like it could be quite a severe season, and the HSE is trying to remind people to try and take whatever measures they can to try and mitigate this.
Yeah, I heard the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carl McNeill, she was on with Pat Kenny last week, and she spoke about the extra funding put in place to encourage GPs to open their surgeries early and to stay open late in the evening to try and encourage more people to come in and get that flu vaccine. But I'm looking at a lot of texts coming in here alone. A lot of people really sceptical about getting vaccinated. I'll just read you one of them. "I'm not worried about the flu. Sure, I'm as healthy as a trout. No vaccine for me. Thank you." What do you say to that?
Well, what I'd say is you're not only protecting yourself, you're protecting those around you, and you're protecting somebody you may meet who's vulnerable. And again, we talked about this Christmas time meeting family. You want to protect the family members. So I think it's remembering we are seeing this surge 4 weeks earlier than expected. And we're coming in. So if we're seeing this surge now, and over Christmas, we know that we'll see an absolute multiplication of the number of cases. It means that those who are vulnerable are going to be really potentially very exposed. So they should be vaccinated, but those around them should be vaccinated. I suppose also recognizing, is it flu? Because what's the biggest thing? If you have flu, you need to stay away from everybody. And what's different about flu to a common cold? I think it's the severity of symptoms. So typically, if you have a head cold, it's brewing for a few days, you're snuffy, you might be a little bit achy. But with flu, you really feel quite, within a matter of hours nearly, you feel like you've been run over by a bus, high temperatures. You may have sore throat, cough, the runny nose, the general pains, aches and pains all over, and fatigue. So it will be a lot worse than a normal cold. Most people feel like they're bedbound and can't move.
You'll know all about it.
Stay home. Stay home. And remember, the other final thing is, that I have to say is those who are vulnerable, who do feel that they have influenza, should contact their GP, because if you're high risk, there are antivirals available, and we are being encouraged as GPs to use those in the vulnerable people to reduce the severity of the illness once we catch it early.
Okay, Ilona Duffy and Priscilla Lynch, thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.